This program is sponsored by Walter Anderson Nursery.
If you have a green thumb or have always wanted one, then get ready for Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery, hosted by Ken Anderson, along with David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman. Garden Talk aims to introduce new ideas, help solve problems, and keep you up to date on the latest developments in the nursery and landscaping industry. Call in now with your gardening questions. 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Now, here are your Garden Talk hosts, Ken, David, Mark, and George.
Good morning, San Diego. You're listening to Garden Talk here on KPRZ and KCBQ. I got that
well
mixed
done.
Up. Yeah,
you did good.
I managed to pull that one off. Looks like it's going to be a very nice day again today. Starting to get light way early this morning.
Yeah, it was. Or has been, yes.
Much earlier than it was last week.
It's incredible.
Good morning. Since he said good morning,
yeah,
I've got
good
an
morning.
Answer to that part.
Do you have the time change that we've had? Have you,
not yet.
Have you
no,
evaluated?
Where we're going to do it on the actual solstice.
Oh, you're going to wait. Yes. You're going to wait. Okay. That reminds me of something. But yes, I went down to let the chickens out this morning, and there was already light on the horizon.
Yeah, there was light when I walked out on the driveway this morning. I was kind of surprised.
It was beautiful out this morning. Crystal clear. The moon had gone down, and I think I must have been taken off of the notifications of the space station list, because I'm pretty sure I saw it go by at 4:40 this morning.
It could have just been something else, too.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of stuff up there.
I told you it made the same sound as I hear the space station makes when it goes by, and they're very distinctive. No?
I have no comments for you today.
Okay.
It was actually quite nice out. It was a little cooler than it was in Palm Springs yesterday. We went up Thursday afternoon because we have some friends that live in Palm Desert and they're moving back to North Carolina next week. So we went up to have dinner with them before they left, and it was hot. We were driving to Palm Desert. It was 108, and then yesterday morning we got up to drive back to San Diego, and we left Palm Springs at 10 o'clock, and it was 102 at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
It was.
But it's a dry heat.
Yeah. At that point, it doesn't really matter. Because we were looking at things to do while we were up there, and we were thinking, well, maybe we'll go to the Living Desert, because I haven't been there, but I've heard it's really neat. And it's no, I'm not going to go walk around.
Probably not a good day for that. It is really neat out there,
though. Not a good day. But it was a fun trip. A nice, quick trip up.
Well, they've been talking about the heat and the heat wave, and it's going to build through the weekend or something. But it hasn't been bad west of the mountains.
No. It's,
no, it's been warm, but
yesterday wasn't bad.
There were some good westerly breezes, too, coming in. It was beautiful yesterday.
And on the coast, it's been downright cold and overcast in some
places.
Well,
you know, you mentioned it was gorgeous this morning, clear. It was like that in Poway and PQ as I was driving this way. But as I approached the 5 on Miramar Road, the marine layer was there.
It's here.
Yeah.
So I noticed
it's
when
a little
we got
bit cooler
here.
And damper.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely so. Let's see.
Did
what
you
do we
just put a damper on that?
Moving on. Let's see. Classes today, 9 o'clock in San Diego. It's Growing Healthy Soil with Randy Ritchie from Malibu Compost. And at 9:30, it's going to be All About Composting with Steve Atkinson. Tuesday is Flag Day, June 14th. So. If you are so inclined, hang your flags on Tuesday. Saturday, June 18th is, 9 o'clock in San Diego. It's Succulent Containers with Al Klein of Botanic Wonders. And at 9:30, it's in Poway, it's Help Your Plumerias Thrive with Mike Atkinson, who is
Steven's dad.
Right. Yeah.
And Mike has been doing plumerias for decades. I think he was the former lead of the Southern California Plumeria Society.
So
very a wealth of knowledge.
I drove past their house the other day. There's a lot of plumerias in the ground around that property.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Where
they live? They live by my folks.
Oh, okay. Okay. Both of the stores will be open on Sunday, June 19th, which is Juneteenth. I think this is the first. Is this the first year that
I believe it's recognized
as a federal holiday?
Yeah. It's also Father's Day.
It's also Father's Day. And Monday, June 20th, is also the substitute day for Juneteenth, which I believe is going to be the federally recognized holiday. And both stores will be open on that as well. Saturday, June 25th, Fruit Tree Care with Charles Malky of Ivy Organics. And 9:30, it's a bonsai workshop. Bonsai workshop with Richard Wright. There is a $25 fee. Plant and soil are provided. You must RSVP by calling the Poway store.
It is full.
We filled it already. Okay.
We are taking some.
There's a wait list, I think.
There's a wait list that you're not paying for at this point, but if anyone drops out, we'll call the people in order.
Yeah. Moving on into July already, there are no classes on July 2nd. And July 4th is Independence Day, and both stores will be closed on Independence Day. Yes?
I'm already off on Mondays.
Yeah, I mean,
I know.
Well,
same here.
It's not fair. All right. I know.
Tough break.
Exactly.
let's see. What's some stuff going on with the San Diego Botanical Garden Foundation? If you want to keep track of the San Diego Botanical Garden Foundation, they are the ones that have the website that shows everything that's going on at the Casa del Prado on the weekends that is botanically related. Today and tomorrow, it's the Bromeliad Society show on sale. Then there's not much else going on through the rest of June, but in July, the 2nd and 3rd is the Dahlia Society show on sale, which that would be pretty interesting to go see.
I was in the store yesterday, wandering around at opening, and there's a gorgeous dahlia right outside of the doors out to bedding, and it was a yellow and red combo. It kind of reminded me of a strawberry banana something, the way it was pepperminted.
Mm-hmm.
Peppermint strawberry banana.
Okay, that makes no sense. But
it was yellow and red in different streaks, and it was really neat. I had to buy it yesterday, but I forgot to take it home. It is sitting right inside the front door with a receipt taped to it. I hope it's still there when I get there this morning.
Dahlias they really are pretty spectacular. From the dinner plates, which are 8 to 10 inches across, to my favorite are the pom poms.
Me too.
They're just so absolutely perfect and symmetrical. I mean, they're beautiful.
They do catch your eye. I mean, when we put them out front, when you're walking into the store, they're beautiful.
Yeah, it's a neat plant.
Do you guys want to put bets on how long I'll keep it alive, or just not?
I'd say it's not fair
to you because we know.
Okay.
It would be lucky to live through next weekend. Let's see. The 15th, 16th, and 17th is the Carnivorous Plant Society's show and sale. That would probably be very interesting as well. Carnivorous plants have really kind of gotten very popular over the past several years or so. And there's a lot of different stuff available. It used to be the only thing we used to be able to get was
Venus
flytraps. Yeah. Now there's all kinds of stuff that comes through at different times.
A few years ago, I bought 3 of them, took them home, and I brought distilled water. I kept it alive for 2 years.
A Venus flytrap?
No, they were the little dwarf sundews.
Okay.
We got them. We had the little 4-inch pots out. They were really neat looking. I mean, they were probably fully grown, less than the diameter of a dime, but they were really neat looking.
Really?
Yeah.
When did we have those? I don't remember
those. We bought somebody's collection. It was a small piece that somebody was selling to us, and I thought I'd try it. But I did keep them alive for
a couple of
almost
weeks?
2 years.
Well,
Oh, 2 years. Okay.
They came out of dormancy twice.
Oh.
I mean, I thought I'd croaked them, but they just went dormant. But not this year. Their dormancy was permanent.
At the Poway store, we have a couple of the Venus flytraps that are flowering again right now. They're in bloom. And we have one sundew that's about to flower.
This is out in the carnivorous plant bog,
the bog
that you've
by
been
the
doing
train
such
track.
A nice job with?
Well, I've been just taking care of it. And I don't know how well a good job I'm doing. But nonetheless, it looks good and they're blooming.
You don't know if you're doing a good job, but it looks good.
It looks good.
Then I would say you're doing a good job.
You're probably doing okay.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see them blooming.
If you would like to add a turtle or a tortoise to your menagerie at home, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, it's the Turtle and Tortoise Society show and sale in Balboa Park. So you can go and pick up a turtle for your yard. A long time ago, my dad used to have, legally, he had desert tortoises. He had a couple of desert tortoises. And when he would go out in the backyard, he had a cage for them, so they couldn't just wander off. But he would go out and he'd pick them up out of the cage and let them wander around. And he had one that would just follow him through the yard as he was doing yard work. It was pretty funny. And one time one of his friends was over, and the tortoise came walking up to him, and my dad was actually barefoot, and his friends, he said, doesn't he bite? And my dad said, no, he never bites. And sure enough, the turtle walked over and just chomped on his toe.
So. Does your dog bite?
Not my dog. Let's see. And then 29th. Oh, that must be. Oh, this is. Yeah, this is July. The turtle and tortoise show. This is in July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. The 29th, 30th, and 31st is the San Diego County Orchid Society summer show and sale. So like we've said, that it's a smaller show, but being at a different time of the year, you're going to see a lot of different stuff that you don't normally see during the big show. So that's what's going on there. If you want to give us a call today, 888-344-1170 is the number. We would love to talk to you. You know, we were talking about plumerias. We've got a lot of plumerias in stock. In Poway, I was surprised. I went out yesterday and looked, and we've got everything from smaller plants up to some really nice 15-gallon plants. I didn't see anything in bloom yet.
There are a handful in bloom.
Are there?
We actually, and we may have accidentally kept a couple ready to have for the class that are.
Might we have?
Perhaps.
But and there's we have cuttings too.
We had a lot of cuttings available too, and the cuttings were actually quite reasonably priced. So. If you're looking to add some plumerias to your collection, now would be a great time to do it. You're listening to Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. We're going to take a quick break. There we go. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
And we're back. With more Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ, I'm Ken Anderson along with David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman. The fair opened on Wednesday.
Indeed it did.
And
I have not yet been.
As close to a full-blown fair as we've had in a couple of years. I have not been yet either. I need to get some tickets to go.
I know where you can...
You have some.
I might be able to supply a couple.
But for the general public though, you have to buy everything on you. There's no walk up ticket sales.
That's what they say. And I
don't get that.
I don't either.
I can read you what they say because I was looking at it. It says this is at the Sandy County, the San Diego. Take two. The San Diego County Fair. We've gone cashless. And it says, to better serve the guests, and San Diego County Fair is moving to a cashless payment experience. Cashless payments are safer and faster, and to avoid wait times at the gate and spend more time enjoying the fair.
Okay, question. Oh, I have a question. When I was going to put the finishing touches on our display at the fair, they had the parking lot booths out that said $15. Is the parking cashless? To stay consistent, I'm just curious. Greg.
I'm reading this right here.
Yes, sir.
It says it has a buy the parking pass on their website.
Oh, so maybe it is. It did say $15.
This is on the parking page. It says we've gone cashless.
Oh. It did not look like that.
Right.
I just think that's going to...
There are no transaction fees. The tickets are valid for the date selected only. No refunds or exchanges.
Anyway, it's looked nice in the garden area.
Yeah, it did. And this is... there was no flower and garden show last year for the abbreviated...
For the drive-through?
The abbreviated fair that they did. So this is the first time in 2 years that there has been a flower and garden show. And I don't think there was quite as many participants as there normally is. But we were back, which continues our streak as the longest exhibiting... as the longest exhibiting...
Garden shower?
Yeah. Longest exhibitor at the fair, dating back to 1937 for every year that there has been a fair, which it was, there was no fair from 1942 through 45 because of the war. And then the last 2 years, well, there was no fair in 2020. And then there was an abbreviated fair last year, but there was no garden show. So we are back and our streak is intact. So
it's all that matters.
Yeah. Although we considered.
No. Not on our watch.
I'm glad we're there.
Yeah, no,
it came together nicely,
and we actually won some awards. We won the Paul Leckie Jr. Award and the fair coordinator or garden show coordinator's award.
Did I have it wrong?
Well, I don't know. That's what you told me. So,
well, just say it's. We think it's those two.
You guys,
I know it's the coordinator's award.
Do you guys have like a poster for Garden Talk Radio there for your guys'?
No, we don't. We probably should have.
Okay. Do you know where we could get one?
Oh, plenty of. Well, I can't say it on the air, but yeah.
Okay.
If you want to give us a call, 888-344-1170 is the number. We're going down to Otay Mesa where Bob is waiting. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I have a Eureka lemon tree. It's about 5 years old. And I noticed from time to time some lemons fall off, whether they're ripe or not. And then when I went in there to pull a couple off, put my hand in it, it was a bunch of three or four lemons, and they just fell off. And I don't know what's causing the lemons to fall.
It could be that they're... Would it do you know what kind of lemon you have?
Eureka.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah,
he did.
Okay. It could be they're ripe and ready to come off. They will only hold on the tree for so long. And it could be their time. And I would think drought stress would cause them to do that.
I was going to say drought stress, needing some water might be the other cause.
Oh, no, I'm pretty good about watering them.
Well, that is a cause.
Mire.
Just out of curiosity, how often do you water it?
About every 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, with it having been as dry as it has been and warm, it may need a little bit more than that. 2 to 3 weeks during the cooler months, and it has not been super crazy hot, is about right for Southern California. But it might need 1 to 2 weeks right now, and 2 to 3 weeks. If it gets a little bit stressed, the first thing it's going to do is drop the fruit.
Yeah, my Meyer lemon tree is right next to it, and I water both of them the same time. I've never seen a lemon fall off the Meyer.
Don't have an answer for you. I have lemons fall off of my Meyer, but maybe you must consume yours at a better rate than I do.
That's probably true.
Yeah. I would think... Well, actually, the only thing I can think of would be drought stress that would, or being
or
ready,
ripe. Yeah,
their time
overripe.
Those are the only two things that I can think of that would cause it.
Yeah.
The Meyers may not be ripe yet.
Some of them were, some of them aren't. That fall off. I thought maybe it was an animal or something, but I jumping in here, but I guess not.
I
if it is an animal, you usually see, the teeth damage, marks, because rats will eat the just the zest and the pith off of the lemons usually, and you'll see the exposed
damage,
pith.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case right now. And another question on my milkweed plant, the aphids. I went online, and there's a lot of different remedies with garlic and vinegar, and I get there's so many of them.
Yeah, as far as if, with milkweed, I would let them go, because anything that you try to spray on there to control the aphids may or may not have a detrimental effect on any caterpillars that are on there, especially younger ones. It's an unfortunate byproduct of it, but it does, at least in as far as the plants that we have in the store, what it does show is that the plants have not been treated with anything that could be detrimental to the caterpillar. So
some people just take a damp paper towel and put it over the top and just gently squeeze it and pull it up to remove as many as they can. And others will release ladybugs, which would also help.
Ladybugs would help without, because they won't go after
the caterpillars.
They won't go after the caterpillars.
So those are two solutions that may reduce it. It's not going to make it zero, but it'll help mitigate the oleander aphids that are on there.
Yeah, but any kind of spray that you come up with to put on them that could be detrimental to the caterpillars as well. So I'd be very, very cautious as far as that's concerned.
Well, that's another thing. You got so many of them. Doesn't the aphids damage? They suck out the leaves.
Well, they are gonna suck out some of the moisture from the plants. But I've never seen an aphid infestation that has caused irreversible or fatal damage.
It doesn't seem to kill them. They tolerate it.
Yeah, they seem to tolerate it fairly well. I've seen far more damage from monarch caterpillars on milkweed than I have aphid infestation.
Right. We had a customer this week return a milkweed because she bought it for the beautiful flowers, and then these caterpillars ate it all up.
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah. We've had a few of those, too.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bob. You have a great weekend.
And goodbye.
Take care. If you want to give us a call, 888-344-1170 is the number. Yeah, we had one this week. Just was not aware that the caterpillars were going to cause such a problem.
Well, you and I, last year, we had that happen a couple times.
We did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we had a lot of tropical milkweed available.
We have a lot of narrow leaf too, California native.
Yeah, that's been in very good supply. And we had some true Asclepias tuberosa available, which is it's actually a really nice looking plant. Has kind of, the foliage has almost got a velvety look to it. It's not really glossy. But it's a little more compact and a little bushier. But all of them are available if you need to keep the caterpillars fed in your yard, which a lot of people do.
I was going to say, we have a lot of folks that are very into raising the caterpillars. You know, we have people come in regularly and say, I need milkweed. I have, 15 hungry caterpillars, or I have 23 hungry caterpillars, and they're just buying milkweed left and right.
We had a customer in a couple days ago, and she was having a problem with her caterpillars were, the caterpillars on her plants were turning black. And Laura and I were talking with her, going over things, and I had completely forgot about it when we were talking to her, but it sounded, getting the information from her, we determined that it was probably tachinids.
The fly that gets tachinid flies.
Mm-hmm. Because everything else seemed fine, but she had seen some small flies flying around the plants, and so we're thinking it might have been the tachinid flies that parasitized the caterpillars, unfortunately. So,
now, you guys have been in this industry for a long time, and I like having the monarchs around too, but it seems like monarchs are the primary butterfly and plant combination with the milkweed that people want in their yard, when you can also bring in so many other, like the swallowtails, by having parsley, dill, and fennel, or having the passiflora.
Or citrus.
Or citrus, right, for the other swallowtail, and passiflora for the Gulf fritillary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see people? I mean, I try to encourage people to get those other plants as well so they can bring in other butterflies. But why is it only the monarch that people really focus on?
Because we're running out of monarchs.
And we're not running out.
And monarchs have better PR than the other
guys. They do have better PR. Okay.
They've hired a much better firm.
Okay.
That's probably fair. The main thing. Yeah, we have a butterfly garden in the backyard that's in a raised planter that's next to the patio. I planted it, I guess, probably about a year and a half or so ago. And it's got all kinds of stuff in it. It's mostly salvias, some natives, and some, Mystic Spires.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an outstanding plant.
Gorgeous.
And some milkweeds in it. So we get a lot of different butterflies in. The monarchs typically go for the milkweeds, but that's the thing with a butterfly garden is there's a lot of stuff that you can plant that will encourage butterflies to come into your yard and will help feed them and keep them prosperous, but they won't lay their eggs on them.
And destroy them.
Because that passion vine that we have out in front of the nursery, when it gets going, as soon as the Gulf fritillaries find it, it's destroyed.
Every year it comes back, but it gets wiped out.
So
yes, I'm looking at you because it's taken so long to come back. I think you ought to replace it. But we had this conversation last year.
It comes back all the time.
It's coming back
kind of
right
like
now,
in nature.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
In nature,
the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah,
I really like the lantana that's out there, and the butterflies love it.
Yeah, that planter out front looks very nice right now.
The bougainvillea and agapanthus, I did not know, but swallowtails love that plant. On our property, you go out and the swallowtails are always feeding on agapanthus and bougainvillea.
That's interesting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Bougainvillea, agapanthus I could kind of see because it's got that kind of tubular flower to it, but bougainvillea, that really surprises me because the flower doesn't amount to much at all. I have them dancing and going
to flower on the bougainvillea on the front of the property.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Are you sure?
I'm sure that I've seen them going from flower to flower. Yes, I have photographs of it. I will share with you. Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
If you'd like to give us a call, 888-344-1170 is the number. You're listening to Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
And we're back with more Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. If you want to give us a call, 888-344-1170 is the number. Almost screwed that one up. Let's see. We're going to go to the phones right now. We're going to go talk to Farmer Roy. Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Very good. How are you guys doing?
We are good. What is going on?
Go ahead, Roy.
Yeah. We have a huge event today here at Cadence at Poway Gardens in Poway. It is it's our longest day celebration. It's actually the longest day is the 21st, the summer solstice, but we got to jump on it. And we're having a large event today to raise awareness and funds to help fight the horrible memory care diseases that our residents are up against, such as Alzheimer's and dementia. So if you wanted to join our event, please come. It's at the end of the Monte Vista Road cul-de-sac, right off of Palmerado Road here in Poway. We have a farmer's market table set up with all fruits that I'm picking right now. And we will have other tables set up to make lavender sachets with fresh lavender from our gardens and bouquet garnis from fresh herbs from the gardens. We'll have food and drink. We'll have my intergenerational garden children and our seed to table program, and they will be bonding with our residents who will be entertained by a group called the Reminiscence Gardeners from the San Diego Master Gardeners. And we'll have volunteers from our food bank gardens helping at the various tables. And if anybody would like to donate to the Alzheimer's Association, you can go to our Facebook page, Cadence at Poway Gardens. And there's a link there to donate. Anything is appreciated, and should be a great day. Be a beautiful day today.
I agree with you. I think it's going to be a wonderful day. And so you said so the stuff at the farmer's market is all stuff that you've grown at the gardens?
That's correct. We got tomatoes and squash and peppers and cucumbers and citrus. We still have citrus, believe it or not. And everything's fresh from the gardens. Harvested daily.
I still have my green bag from the Master Gardener program that I get to come and fill at your place. You still haven't told me when. You keep saying mañana. Is there a reason?
No, I answered that question. You are always welcome and bring with or without the bag.
Aw, thank you, Roy, very much. Do you know how many more minutes of light we have coming up this next week than before I asked George?
Generally about like a minute and a half. So if we got 10 days left, about 15 minutes. And then, and then on the 21st, it's the longest day so that we could shed light on this this disease.
I don't know what to say. Yeah, that's a beautiful way of phrasing it.
Great way to phrase it.
That is a great way to phrase it. Well, hopefully we'll have some people. And is it today and tomorrow or just today?
No, it's just today, but you can feel free to donate again on our Facebook page. It's Cadence Poway Gardens. And we'll be the Alzheimer's Association. Well, they'll always take your money, but the longest day is the 21st. So we got 10 more days of doing things here to help our residents.
And what time is the program today? What time is the open?
From 10 to 1. Okay. 10 to 1.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So if you have the opportunity and you're in the area, I would highly recommend going out and checking it out. Roy grows probably the best tomatoes of anybody that I've ever met the pleasure of knowing.
On that beautiful comment, you'll get within a couple weeks. I'll bring a couple boxes for your staff over there.
thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Roy. It's much appreciated.
Is the community garden in full array right now? Does it look great down there at the bottom of the driveway, down at the cul-de-sac?
All year long, they're planting and harvesting. Their gardens look very similar to my gardens, and they're harvesting the same things right now. And to answer your question, yeah, it's in full swing right now. And the fruit trees they have, they're starting to pop, so that's good.
Excellent. Well, I'm gonna try and get up there today. Maybe take a long lunch or something.
Well, you're the second in command there. You can do whatever you want.
I might hand him my green bag and have him come up there.
It ain't my bag, man.
Anything you guys need, you know, I'm here for you.
Ditto, sir.
Outstanding, Roy. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
Take care.
It's always nice out there. You know, the trees gardens.
I hate to say it. I have never been out there. I need to go out there and take
you
a
do.
Look. Because I can't believe when he brings tomatoes in for the staff, I can't believe how many tomatoes he brings in. And that's got to be a tiny fraction of what he produces. What did he say?
I think the last time, I think it was near 25,000 pounds. We should have asked him, but I think per year on things.
It's amazing.
We have him tentatively scheduled for a class for autumn planting in late August for brassicas.
So after this crop goes through,
and he'll be starting his, you know, broccoli and cabbages and stuff here shortly.
Yeah, it won't be too long.
I always like to kind of rib Roy, but he does such a neat job out there, and I you should go out sometime and watch him with the kids and with the with their older population there, and he really gives it his all. It means a lot to him.
Yeah,
what he's doing out there.
It's an outstanding program. If you want to give us a call, 888-344-1170 is the number. I was wandering around through the store yesterday making some notes for the show today. We've got some interesting patio trees in right now that one of them I've never seen before, and it was a Podrania patio tree.
Wow.
Which Podrania is, it's one of the trumpet flowers. It's
It's the Queen of Sheba.
It's a
I was going to ask, what's the common name? They had a beautiful display of that up in at the Huntington Gardens, and so I purchased some. I special ordered some from our nursery and put some in.
Because
they're gorgeous.
It's a neat plant. It can't decide really if it's a vine or
right.
If it's a shrub.
Right.
But
why do we have to label it? Can't it
just be what it is?
Yes.
Grow it the way you want.
Brian found some patio trees.
Yeah.
They're grown as patio trees, and that's a really good looking patio tree.
It's a handsome
tree.
Plant.
It's probably one of the best looking ways of growing it that I've seen. I mean, because if you try to grow it as a vine, it gets kind of rangy and woody.
Yes,
woody. Yeah.
But the patio trees are really, really nice.
At the risk of soliciting Rose to call, she brought one down for my folks and put it in one of the planter beds outside their bedroom. And it has done very, very well there. But if you let it go, it can require or want some space. But it's a beautiful plant.
Yeah, it's a good looking plant and a really nice looking, really nice flower on it too. Blooms very easily.
There was also did you see the Escalonia tree?
Yeah, the Escalonia. I've got that on my notes too.
Hibiscus. It was some of those are gone. There was a gentleman from Rancho Santa Fe that came in yesterday and filled up 6 or 8 carts. With some help from Enzo, and we're delivering them next week. But some of those patio trees, including a couple of beautiful hibiscus patio trees, were in there.
Yeah, hibiscus, leptospermums, tachomas. We have some nice bay laurels, too.
I didn't see those.
Trees. Yeah, they're over under the Teresia, kind of next to the herb
right
section.
Gotcha.
We're going to go out down to Chula Vista where Alan is waiting. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing well.
What's up?
Something came up on my smartphone here in the last week. It's a oriental psyllid disease that's attacking citrus.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know much about it. It just came up, and it just kind of gave a description of it. And they said they found it in L.A. County, Orange County, San Bernardino, and now it's in North San Diego. And it's typically the fruit starts as a green, small green lemon, and then it just drops off of the tree. But they said that eventually it will kill the tree. And I haven't seen anything down here in Chula Vista, but is there anything you can spray for that? Does horticultural oil work on that?
It will control the Asian citrus psyllid, or ACP. Which is the bug that spreads the citrus greening disease, or Huang Long Bing,
HLB,
which has only been found or identified in North San Diego County, just south of Oceanside, or not south of Oceanside, up in Oceanside. The bug is everywhere. The Asian citrus psyllid is everywhere in the county, and yes, it is incumbent upon homeowners to control the bug on their citrus, and horticultural oil will do a good job of that.
There is the systemic that you can use too to prevent infestation of it. You mix it with water and pour and saturate the root system with it, and it's absorbed into the plant, and it'll protect the trees for I think it's eight months, isn't it?
It's once a year.
Yeah. So that will work as well. And like David said, the psyllid is everywhere. It's not, I wouldn't say it's super common, but its presence is throughout the county. But that doesn't mean that every time you have a psyllid infestation that it's carrying the HLB. But you're better off controlling the psyllids so that you don't run the risk of getting HLB in your plants, because if you get HLB in your plants and it is fatal, and the ag department finds out about it, then it's a serious problem.
So what's the name of the systemic?
It's bioadvanced citrus and fruit, I think.
I think that is correct. I can look it up real quick and say it after the break.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to take a quick break, but George will figure that out and we'll let you know. So keep listening, okay, Alan?
Good. Thank you. Thank you again.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye. You're listening to Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. We're going to be back with more with George's answer right after this.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
And we're back with more Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. George, did you find an answer?
Oh, wait a second. I've been on the edge of my seat since we went into the break, and not just because my back is bothering me, but I've been waiting.
You were very close. It's bioadvanced. We knew that. But it's fruit, citrus, and vegetable insect control.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. That's a big name.
It is a systemic, so therefore it's not organic. If you're an organic gardener, it's not going to meet your needs.
And it is said to not cross the stem fruit barrier.
Right.
Yeah.
So it keeps it in the plant, protects the plant, but doesn't get into your fruit.
And if you look it up on the bioadvanced webpage, they actually show you that it is one of the items it touts that it kills is in fact this Asian citrus psyllid.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to use that, use hort oil.
Or any other.
If you have the infestation, using hort oil isn't going to control it if you don't have it.
It's not going to prevent it.
It's not going to prevent it.
But neem oil, insecticidal soap will also kill the psyllid as a soft-bodied insect.
I got you. So to your point is, you put that on there once a year, it will control the psyllid if and when it shows up, whereas the other things we're talking about will only control it if it's there.
If it's there, yeah.
You have to time it.
And speaking of citrus, the other thing that you should be watching out for this time of the year is Asian citrus, or no, not Asian citrus. So we just talked about that. Citrus leaf miner.
Right.
Wanted to say the Asian citrus one more time.
One more time. This is the time of year as the weather warms up where you
and
are going to start.
Is now.
You're going to start seeing it. The controls for it, horticultural oil, if the moths are there, will control those. But spinosad works very, very
really well.
But it typically goes after foliage.
Why you ask me why the systemic or I'm not systemic? Why the Captain Jacks work so well?
David, why don't you tell us?
It's because it's translaminar.
Yes,
I could even spell that.
No, you can't.
I won't. it penetrates the leaf. And
slightly,
it will
without being a systemic,
without moving through the system of the plant,
and it is organic, and it works very well on the leaf miner, and chewing insects does not work that well for
at all for
sucking insects like scale, aphids, and whitefly, and probably one of the biggest insect problems with citrus is scale. I mean it's insidious. It can infest the tree and you won't even know it other than the fact that your tree just doesn't do that well. But you can control scale, aphids, and whitefly with the horticultural oil. It does a very, very good job. And it also is organic, and you can spray the tree and then go back out while it's still wet and pick the fruit off of it. It's not going to cause you any problems at all. It's not a poison. It suffocates the insects, so makes it.
But going to the spinosad or the Captain Jacks, which works very well, and as you said, it is organic, but it does have some restrictions. And depending on what crop you're using it on, you can only use it a certain number of times a year. In citrus cases, 6 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
It is moderately toxic to bees when it's wet, so you want to spray in the evening so you don't harm the bees while they're foraging.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you know what? Last week we were talking about Satsuma tangerines blooming. And I happened to look this week and mine are blooming.
Just starting,
it appears. So
the last time I looked was probably Monday or Tuesday and ours was not yet.
I looked yesterday as I was watering my containerized Satsuma mandarin and it had put out the new growth but no flowers. But I'm hopeful that I don't remember who the caller was, but I'm hopeful that
his is starting to bloom now as well.
We did sell out of our first crop of Shiranui's, but we're working
very
on
quickly.
We have
some more citrus coming in.
Hopefully next week.
Some neat varieties, some interesting stuff. I saw we did. I don't know what we have left, but I know there was one on hold at customer service that was the parent Washington Navel, which was apparently grafted from scions from the original Washington Navel at UCR.
The one in Washington, D.C.
Oh, Washington, D.C.
Right.
Okay.
Which is brought from South America, I think.
Where is it in Washington, D.C.?
Don't know.
I was going to say, how...
It'd have to be under glass.
Well, under glass.
It's got to be under glass. I don't see how that could be otherwise. You know what one you don't see very often anymore? Robertson Navel.
That is correct.
We used to sell a lot of Robertson Navels, which is... Robertson Navel is kind of like a Washington Navel, but it's smaller fruit born in clusters rather than individually. So, but yeah, Derlinch used to grow a lot of those.
Okay, so we were talking about when is the time for the citrus leaf miner, and I think we have a notable quote to help people remember when the time is for the citrus leaf miner.
Oh, let's go.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
Okay. And
so every day we should be treating for citrus leaf miner.
As needed.
Okay.
Yes.
And one way you can tell if it's needed is you can put the traps out, the pheromone traps, and you can check the traps. And when you see the little teeny moths invading your traps, you can start to treat them.
And then you can spray with the spinosad. The traps by themselves do a decent job of controlling. It won't give you complete control.
Won't give you complete control.
But
I started spraying early with Captain Jack's this year as my citrus started leafing out, and so far I have no infestation on them. As a matter of fact, I brought home some more Captain Jack's yesterday, and I'm going to hit everything again this weekend.
I've been thinking about treating with the Captain Jack's that I got last year and still haven't done it. And I was thinking, I planted my Shiranui last week, 2 weeks ago, and it has a ton of new growth on it. So what I will probably do is wait till it gets the citrus leaf miner to mess it up and then treat it instead of doing it now.
That's usually what I do. But anyway.
But that time is every day that I think about that.
Yeah. A couple other things that we got in that are looking really nice right now. And one of the things I think is a somewhat underused landscape tree actually can get pretty good size is the mesquites. We've got some nice ones from Monrovian right now, and I had a couple in my front yard. They were really, really nice, really, really nice trees. But their roots wreaked havoc on my irrigation system, so
kinda,
I ended up
kind of like the cactus section.
Yeah. Yeah. So you need to deep water them to keep the root system under control. But as far as a fast growing nice shade tree. They do drop some foliage in the wintertime, but it's a beautiful tree.
We brought in those two big box trees to provide some shade over the cactus section, mm-hmm. and they have done really well. It's a beautiful tree.
Well, once the roots got down to a water source.
Once they got through the pavement.
Yeah, once they got through the pavement and got down to the water source, they took off. The one has just taken off, and they look really, really nice.
It's a really neat low to no water tree, as are the desert museums.
We have some of those in smaller sizes. We had some 15 gallons out there that looked really nice as well. And the other one that I saw out there that looked really neat, which I hadn't seen for a while, was the cottonus, the red foliage.
Oh, the euphorbia cotinifolia.
Yeah. Is that what?
Yeah, it's euphorbia cotinifolia.
Those are. That's a really neat looking tree.
Real quickly on today's classes.
Yes.
Reminder.
At 9 o'clock in San Diego, it's Malibu Compost. They're going to be teaching about growing healthy soil. And in Poway, we have All About Composting with Steve Atkinson.
You've been listening to Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. I'm Ken Anderson along with David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Ullman. We'll be back next week with another hour of Garden Talk. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for joining us on Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery, your source for gardening, landscaping, and horticulture news. Still have a question for the Garden Talk crew or want to learn more about the show, how to become a guest or sponsor? Send an email to askanexpert@walteranderson.com. That's askanexpert@walteranderson.com or visit walteranderson.com. There's more professional gardening advice next week at this same time on Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery.
This program is sponsored by Walter Anderson Nursery.